Hello, humans. Hello, humans. Thursday, December 18, 9:36 a.m. And before I forget, let me wish you a happy Manifestation Day next week. That's Christmas. Christ is all about miracles, a.k.a. manifestation. And go read my treatment of my analysis of the Gospel of Thomas on my Substack called The Eyes to See. If you want to see, read the words from Jesus about manifestation process. Anyway, here we are at the end of 2025, and it's been a very interesting year. What I want to examine at the moment here is the idea of the timing. Okay, so I actually think that. All right, so there was this Hindu mathematician by the name of Yukteswar, who actually defined, he worked out the math of the Kali Yuga, of all the yugas. And according to his math, we left like 2 centuries ago when he did his work here, and we left the Kali Yuga in the year 1700. And I think he's probably very accurate. Initially, I thought we'd left in 1699 based on certain historical parameters that I now know were misplaced in time by the historical chroniclers. So I actually think he is correct. And it has to do with astronomical alignments more than anything, right? But anyway, so we leave the Kali Yuga. Each Kali Yuga is 1,200 years. There's a descending Kali Yuga, and then there's an ascending Kali Yuga. We were in the ascending Kali Yuga. It's a sinusoidal movement of our solar system around the Milky Way. So we don't orbit in the Milky Way in a flat plane. We orbit it like a warped record, you know, in the hills and valleys, in a sinusoidal fashion. And anyways, so that causes the wavy nature of our yugas. And Yukteswar worked out the math. He was a mathematician, he was a mystic, he was did all kinds of stuff. Anyway, he was brilliant insofar as the yugas, and he worked it all out, and noted that we left the Kali Yuga in the year 1700. Which was coincident with the beginning of the Age of Enlightenment in the West. Beyond that, there's all kinds of ratios and subdivisions of the yugas themselves, right? And various aspects of the yugas that show up. So, There's layers of information that are communicated to you by the nature of the time in which you are incarnated. In this particular incarnation in which we're all involved, we are now, according to Yukteswar, out of the Kali, and we're also out of the... All right, so let me back up. Separate from him, the yugas are described in particular ways throughout ancient literature. In one way, they're described in sort of a rising and diminishing effect within the cross from one yuga to another. So in other words, the densest part of the Kali Yuga is energetically... is the midpoint, right? So it's 1,200 years long, and so the midpoint there, it would be the 600 years into it. So anyway, so there are these aspects of the yugas that precede and follow the shift from one age to another. And so in the following part, you get sort of a hangover. The hangover had been described by Hindu mystics as being one quarter of the length of the yuga itself. And the yugas vary in length, right? So the Kali Yuga is shorter than the Golden Yuga, right? So We're now in the bronze, by the way, right? Anyway, so as you come out of the ascending Kali, you go into the ascending bronze. And you have a hangover period in the human mind. These are all about the human mind and how we will be in human social order and so on. It's not like about astronomy or the molecules of the universe, any of that. It's all about the manifestations within the mind and through the mind into action, dynamic interplay, etc., etc. You know, what we call life, right? Anyway, so there's this hangover period, this one quarter of the length of the yuga itself. And so here we are just exiting the hangover period. That hangover period was 300 years. And so 1700 plus 300 gets you to the year 2000. And so that was the end of the hangover period. And you know you're not in the Kali Yuga when you've got things like mass communications and global travel and all of this kind of shit. The Kali Yuga is the period of time when you're, you know, getting around on donkeys. And the only you only know 145 people. You've never been more than 30 miles from the place you were born. Except for when the war came along and then they chased you another 45 miles and you were lost. Anyway, so we're out of the hangover period. Then after the hangover period, there is described a transition period. The transition period is one third of the length of the hangover period. So the hangover period for us was 300 years, one quarter of the 1200. And then we have the 75 years that is the transition period is one quarter of the hangover period, right, which is 75 years. And so we have 75 years of this transition. And now we're out of, and that's divided into thirds. The first third is the destruction of the old age within our minds, and then basically the liberation aspect of it through destruction. And then there is the chaos of the emergence, the next period, one third of the transition, and then the last period is the solidification of the transition as the base of that new age. And so we're in this period of 75 years. We've just left the 25 years. We're leaving it now. This is the end of the 25th year, and we're leaving the 25 years of destruction, right? The destruction of the previous age, the upending of all of it, the liberation through gnosis, through knowing, that sort of thing, right? And this will continue. These are general trends, but it'll become, so it's not like a clear delineation. It doesn't happen on like January 1 or anything like that. So these trends continue, but they've been dominant this 25-year period of time. Now the next 25-year period of time, it will be much more dominant that we will be showing what will be emerging into this new age. So this is why we're getting all the new technology, the AI, the UFOs, the reverse engineering, the anti-gravitics, all of this kind of shit coming out is because that's the technology that will dominate the Bronze Age here, right? The next aspects of these yugas, thousands of years. And it's emerging now. It will happen in these 25 years, and it will solidify the nature of our society in 2050. So as we leave 2050 and go into 2051, we'll be entering into the last 25 years where we'll codify it all, we'll really get into it very deeply, it'll spread throughout the whole planet, yada, yada, yada. Right now, we're in a period of time where the new is emerging through the destruction of the old, through the visible destruction of the old. Very chaotic time. So this 25 years now, 2026 through 50 are going to be the most chaotic, and then it'll sort of settle down at a social order level. Now, this level of chaos that we're going to be going into, I think, is going to be complexity magnified by itself, complexity times itself, complexity squared, because we're going to be getting into interaction with the aliens, and that's going to cause a very definite uptick in the complexity aspects of things. So into our complexity is going to, or out of our complexity is going to emerge all kinds of new threads and of interest in 2026, including all of the lots of stuff, people investigating the backstory, the history of all of the obscuring, the even, you know, obscuring of history all the way up into obscuring of UFOs, all the money that was spent, all of the illegal operations. All that shit's going to crash. The world's going to become upended. We'll see that, you know, maybe most of inflation was in order to create money for illegal purposes, right? And so the whole world will change. We won't have to spend money on the secrecy for the UFOs, for hiding the pedophile networks and all of this other stuff. And the nature of the financial system will alter because of that. It will adjust. It's already under the strain and stress of that egregious money creation in order to cover crimes. You know, overtaking the real society. This is an inevitable aspect of fiat currencies. It happens every damn time. And so we're just a yet another iteration of that same thing. And so we'll have something that will be quite chaotic. It's not going to be, you know, Bo Polnay's great and terrible day of his Lord. None of that stuff's going to happen. But in any event, though, we will go through and emerge into a new economic system as part of this transition phase in this middle 25 years, which will be very exciting because you'll get to see all the new stuff and as it's coming out, see it all fit together. And it's fun if you're a techie like I am to see all this stuff come out. Anyway, during this period of time, we'll have the solidification of some generalized themes, such as the paradigm shift, new focus on being human versus the, you know, AI domination, transhumanism. And so we'll go back to all kinds of human arts. It's going to be kind of cool. You know, a rediscovery and a rebuilding of ourselves as who we once were. And into this complexity is going to be emerging the real story about, as a result of the paradigm shift, into consciousness is the substrate and material reality is a perceptual illusion. Into that new paradigm will come all of the information about our bodies and their construction in terms of how they're used as part of the co-creation process and how that process can be used consciously in manifestation. This will include the, and we'll get into obviously all the history, the historical links to, you know, who knew when, how they covered it up, you know, all of this kind of thing, right? So the keys to heaven are within. The heaven within is described within the Eye of Horus drawing from Egypt, which is really a thin section slice out of the middle of the human brain, showing the complex of hormone secreting glands, which both go to the pineal and the pituitary, which secrete the milk and honey. One is a honey-like substance out of the pineal or out of the pituitary. And the pineal gland secretes the milk-like substance, which are white and yellow in nature. They go to the claustrum, your Santa Claus, which is the seat of your of consciousness within the human body. And that's right in the middle of the brain up there. That's where it can influence the hormones. That's where it can put out, your consciousness can put out the energy to cause manifestation at a conscious level. And it continuously does so at an unconscious level. And so that's the seat of Satan as well, right? Because the church demonized that understanding because they didn't want you to understand that you too, as Jesus is, as is said in John 14:12, you know, and Jesus said, you too can do these things and greater than I. And that manifestation or miracles are available to everyone. Just have to know what the hell you're doing. It's a skill and an understanding. Anyway, so this will come into the mix as humanity goes forward, because we'll understand the human body has several layers of dynamic factual structures, such as the vagus nervous system, the greater nervous system in the body, the free-flowing melanin, the various hormonal systems and their secretions that all act as dynamic antennae and transducers. And these can be used both to project out to help co-create, but also to act as sensors to take in information for the perceptual illusion that we live in at these very deep levels, okay? And so, like all antennae, they can be used both ways. And so you can use these in your projection and deliberately cause the manifesting reality to alter itself to suit, in other words, to mirror, to reflect back to you the your wants and desires in terms of the reality itself, in terms of the matter and stuff around you. And this is a very possible thing to do. It's very is very much being done constantly by all life. Now, people hijack that, by the way. That's the point of propaganda. They get you to be in a dystopian reality, and therefore you manifest the dystopian reality that they then also inhabit. That's what they want to inhabit. They know how to rule there, and thus they rule you. Anyway, so we're coming into this understanding that will be much more widespread. It'll be necessary that it be much more widespread because the officialdom will be having to deal with aliens, and they'll need to get the social order up to speed, up to the same level as the aliens in terms of the paradigm, which necessarily brings out this entire understanding. That's why the Catholic Church is redoing their grand cosmology to start everything off with consciousness as a substrate, and then a very complex description of basically the illusion. And they're going to try and still control you through this, but it's consciousness is their God now. Yahweh is not the big dude. You know, he's just a manifestation within the materium. And unnamed, ungendered, no-balled consciousness is everything. And so they're getting on the bandwagon that's existed in the woo world for a long time. Now, so our antennae system can be used to project energy that caused the manifestation in reality to warp itself to a certain extent, to some degree, to reflect back to you your wants and desires in some fashion. It'll never be exact. You can't control it down to the detail level. The most you can do is to have the desire at some vague level of understanding of it, and then have a sense, an energetic intent into it, focused intent. And then at some point you release that focused intent to universe, saying, okay, that's my order, that's what I want, and I'll just sit back and wait for you to fulfill it. And then it will, right? And then universe provides in some fashion, but you can't control the details. So you can't tell it what model of car you need or you're going to get, right? So you're, if you're after manifesting a new car, it'll work out, it'll get you a new car, but it won't be anything that you can conceive of at that level of detail ahead of time. Universe just doesn't work that way. Manifestation does not. Anyway, we'll get into all of these kind of rules and stuff as we go forward. We'll have schools and this kind of thing. The government will find it necessary to, as they did with remote viewing, as they've done with all of the Navy SEAL and the Army Ranger training for all this, what they call psionics, which is all of the psychic arts, which they're going to attempt to magnify by technology, and they'll have some level of success. But in any event, though, so they'll have to have that spread out into the larger civilization as a whole, because they're going to have to start training vast cadres of people in order to be able to engage effectively with the new intrusion into our local eternal now, which is the increase in complexity caused by the space aliens appearing here. Right. And so let me just say right now that I'm not accepting it I can't be blamed for the for the space alien showing up. Yes, I wanted a floaty RV, and you know, I probably have put some level of energy towards manifesting that. But I, you know, I didn't necessarily want to deal with any aliens or anything. But also, there is the other aspect of this. My constant focus on them and UFOs and stuff since I was a small child has more to do with my antennae being used as receivers, not projectors. So I've felt this occurrence coming, as do lots of UFO people and this kind of thing, just as you know in the pit of your stomach sometimes that there's an event that's going to happen. And these are all part of the human arts that we'll get into, the ability to sense the developing elements of the event stream to some distance away from you. Sometimes it's immediate, right? You know, you're in the battlefield and you just stop and the bullet whizzes right by you, that kind of thing, right? So, or, you know something coming years ahead because you've got that gnawing feeling in you just can't shake and it just never goes away. You have dreams about it, yada, yada, yada. And like I say, so, you know, if we end up with a space alien invasion, you know, I can't be blamed. I'm not accepting that. I will help clean up afterwards. You know, I like a nice, tidy environment. But it's not my fault, though. So anyway, but, you know, to that end, there's all kinds of chaos. We're in this middle 25-year period of time. I'm still existent here in the materium, you know, to against all odds, so to speak, to my own surprise. I have a... I have a new set of responsibilities in provided to me as a gift from universe in the form of Heidi, and I have to be cognizant of all of this and aware of my responsibilities there, right? And so I'm also aware that, you know, these 25 years are going to be extremely stressful, and so I'm doing everything I can. All of the nitpicky little details, all of the extra energy put into it, and so on, to prepare myself to train for these years that we will find hitting us as of January 1. And we're really in it now. It's more of an astrological alignment thing rather than precise, you know, calendar dates, right? Anyway, though, so... So I am doing all of that because it makes a lot of sense. We may have a space alien invasion, in which case I'll be at the, you know, the best shape I'm able to be in for that space alien invasion. But I'm not actually training for the space alien invasion, however much I may joke to that extent. You know, I may blame things on the aliens, but, you know, I'm just joking around at this stage. When they actually manifest and we're out there shooting them with our... Malothian photonic death ray blasters that we take from them, you know, then I won't be so much of a joke. So anyway, and in the meantime, we've got all of the bullshit crap we've got to go through here. You know, these giant rainstorms, the alteration of the weather, the directed energy weapons burning people out from space, you know, the chaos as we get into the, you know, to the duplicity, the so many layers of deception on the planet, it's fucking unreal. And, you know, it's all lies all the way down. And who are you going to trust? You know, all of that kind of stuff. We're at this incredible shaking of our reality. This incredible shaking of our reality includes everything, all the way from religion, all the way through government, through, you know, personal understanding. Who are you? You know, are you some purple-haired monster? You know, furry or whatever the fuck, right? So everything's up and in the air, tossed up in this mess of this complexity. In my opinion, the way to navigate this is to pick one point that you make your solidity, and then you go from there, right? And so in my case, I have 50-plus years in Aikido, martial arts. So I have that solidity. I have the discipline that comes with that. So you pick one point of a discipline, and you start from there. So I have that discipline to fall back on. And then I start broadening out. And one of the... points that I do have in my understanding, as odd as it may sound, is that I have faith in the way that the universe is unfolding as being part of a organized experiment. Okay, that's as much as I'll go in terms of that. But it's organized, all right? There's self-organizing principles behind it all. So I'm not particularly distressed. And I will. I'll clean up after the space alien invasion. I'll get out there and help sweep and stuff. Anyway, though, so this is the situation that we're going to be coming into in 2026. Marvelous explosion of over the whole year and beyond for like the next 25 years. You're going to hear about new inventions popping up, you know, right, left, and center. And in piggybacking off on each other in terms of, oh, look, you can use this with that, etc. And it's going to be a lot of progress that way at the same time that we're dealing with a lot of unresolved issues from our past that we'll have to get straight. We'll have to get our understanding at least correct enough to be able to do some level of interaction with each other and not attempt to be dominant and so on. And we are going to come to this new paradigm understanding that, you know, it's us humans, us earthers, versus other critters to some degree, right? Even if they're benign, just the mere fact that they show up can totally alter our fucked up mentality. And we could all decide, oh no, they're so advanced, let's all just sit here and, you know, do a Jim Jones and, you know, everybody drink the poison Kool-Aid because, oh my God, we're so inferior. So there's all kinds of weird-ass shit that could happen that way. And we have to watch out for these sorts of innate human reactions that are not necessarily in our own best interest. So my personal plan over 2026, and of course, you know, adjustable due to events, right? Or, you know, arrangeable by emerging circumstances. But my general plan is to continue to train my body and my mind every day and to practice my armed self-defense every day. And it makes sense, by the way, to get these little laser bullets. That way you don't have to patch up holes in your house from shooting your weapons. Anyway, so I'm going to do that every day because there's no downside, right? At my age, I need constant exercise to, you know, fight the ravages of age and so on. And it keeps me fit enough to be able to deal with the emerging aspects of 2026, however they may flow out to us, right? Whether it's space alien warfare or not, it's still extremely helpful to be as fit as possible at any point in the process. It, you know, really aids. So that's basically my plan to, you know, continue to explore who Heidi and myself are together and to, you know, await developments because I think there will be some. And it's going to be quite fascinating to watch it all. And maybe somewhere along the way I'll be able to snag one of these used UFOs and repurpose it as an RV. But anyway, guys, so you have a good Santa Claus day. You take your Claus juice and manifest some good stuff on Manifestation Day. And have a great new year. It's going to certainly keep you occupied. And the best way to face all of this is to say, well, you know, you're going to have to live through it anyway or not. That's not necessarily up to you. And if you got to live through it, you know, better to live through it understanding it as a challenge than as some kind of random ass events or you being unlucky or something. So, in other words, seize control, right? Seize control of your own destiny. Anyway, good luck next year to all of us.